This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Heather Burns joins us in studio. She is the founder and the director of the Charlottesville Writing Center. Good afternoon, Heather.
Hi, thanks for having me on this afternoon.
Absolutely. Now, the Charlottesville Writing Center started when?
In September of 1996, so it'll be 11 years this coming September.
That's wonderful. Gosh, that's been around for a long time.
Can I do that too?
Yeah, you want to use the bell? I love the bell.
Thank you very much.
You
this is great. Well, and actually, Coy, you were involved in our early years, probably from the very first month when you did a piece in Seville, the Seville Weekly for us.
Yeah, yeah. I remember coming out and sitting mm-hmm. at a kitchen table with you all and hearing all about the excitement and this is what we're going to do and it's going to be so cool. And over the years, I have watched it blossom and flourish and mm-hmm. a lot of people have taken advantage of it.
We've continuously offered adult creative writing classes and in creative nonfiction and poetry and fiction, as well as songwriting and comedy writing. And we offer those throughout the year, about four times a year. And we also offer summer courses in the summer, here we are, for youth. And there's a program that's starting up in 1 week, starts on June 18th, called Freedom Writers Summer Camp. And so sessions are 2 weeks long, and they start next week, and they run through the summer. And right at the end of the summer, for middle school age children and high school age children, there are going to be these back to school writing prep classes. The theme of the whole SOLs is the persuasive essay. So this is a great little class to just remind yourself about how to think.
Right, right.
And I had a great time doing this last year. So this is the second year of this particular program, the Freedom Writers Program.
So this is a summer program offered by the Writing Center, mm-hmm. and it's for, what's the age
group? Well, third graders through 12th graders.
Third graders through 12th graders.
And our first session is all full, which is great, and more folks are signing up for the remaining sessions. We've got the word out to the public schools this spring and have gotten some queries from there.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of rising juniors and seniors in our area high schools, mm-hmm. private or public, that
right.
would want to take advantage of an opportunity before school starts to get in and really concentrate on honing some writing skills.
And the theme from last year, it didn't feel like school. I double checked with all the students who were there to say, now, I don't want this to feel like school because you're going to go do that next week. But what we focused on was creating, the first day we created a rant, just an absolute raving rant about some issue they were really interested in, whether it was about the environment or animals or something political. And the idea behind it was you just get down on paper every single thing you think about it, and then you start to craft a personal essay or persuasive essay as to why, you know, I should change my mind about a subject.
Right,
you know,
right.
If I litter, then why should I stop littering? You know, what can you do to convince me? And so your essay needs to go beyond just preaching to the choir.
Heather Burns with the Charlottesville Writing Center, and the summer youth program is called Freedom Writers.
Yes.
What, aside from this summer youth program, who is the average student that comes to you at the Writing Center and says, hey, you know, I've always wanted to write this story, whether it's a short story or a novel, and I never really have known how to get started. Who is that person?
Well,
because Charlottesville's got a lot of them.
Yes, Charlottesville does have a lot of them. And in 1996, when there were four original founders, we created the Writing Center. We were sitting around going, I think that, you know, there's a tons of writers here, and the opportunities to do a creative writing class were not very broad. There may have been more of sort of a general creative writing class offered at Piedmont, maybe something kind of hit or miss at the School of Continuing Professional Studies. By the way, they really do have a bigger program now. And then the Writing Center. And it was really, if they build it, they will, you know, if we build it, they'll come. And they did come. And we found some local people here in town can teach it. If they do it, they can teach it. Amy Lemley was on board with us. Kevin Quirk was on board with us. Kevin McFadden taught, Sharon Leiter taught for us, and the person is a retired person, a person who's working, a college student, a high school student, male, female.
So you've gotten all shapes
all kinds,
and sizes.
Really. And the Writing Center is designed so that there's no advanced level, intermediate level, or beginning level. It's just, you know, classes are what they are, and you come in with what you have, because you can always learn. And classes are designed to be workshops so that you share your work with other people. And what's been also interesting is that you know, there are writing groups in town that met as classmates, and then they still meet in each other's living rooms, you know, weekly and share each other's work. Yeah. So,
well, I will say, I've never taken a course through the Writing Center, but I've been involved in workshops before. And I will say, as a writer, that there's a lot of people out there who are afraid of that experience for whatever reason. But I strongly encourage, if anybody's interested in writing at all, it can be incredibly liberating to bring in some really raw stuff and lay it out there and have people read it and get feedback. Because oftentimes people will react to something that you've read a million times in a totally fresh way. And you'll be like, you know, I never thought about my own writing in that way. And it can send you off on a tangent or faster down the road that you've already been on. It is a good, good thing.
That's right. You just mentioned about the overturned truck and said that it was carrying glass and mirrors. And then I'm a poet and I think in images, and I just all of a sudden saw all that fragmentation laying on the ground of all the mirrors and all the different little slices of the image of the wreck of, you know, of the sky, everything that you could see. That just seemed like to be a great sort of visual opportunity.
And you are working on a graduate degree now at UVA, is that right?
Yes, I'm in a PhD program in social foundations of education, and my research focus is looking at medical students and their own creative writing and how that contributes to their clinical training.
Heather Burns with the Charlottesville Writing Center. We have a couple of minutes left. What are like two or three top things that, how do you teach writing to somebody that really, no matter the age, they really, really want to learn? They have a story to tell and they really want to tell it. They don't care where it's published, whether it's a book or in a local newspaper or on a blog, but they've got to learn the nuts and the bolts of how to actually put this down on paper or on the screen and give it shape and give it words. What is the like two or three key things that you begin with when you try to take somebody down this path?
Well, I'm a big fan of making lists. And so making lists helps me, you know, generate ideas, but it also will help me with an idea that I already have in mind of just starting off a list of just some free-floating ideas I have about it and all these things that I can kind of put into a web, this tangential thing that you just mentioned. And then it's just, you know, getting it all out on paper in any kind of rough format and then going back and sort of coaxing it into more of a shape, into the persuasive voice or, you know, if you want to work on dialogue. So it's you know, it's just a time-consuming, painstaking process, but it doesn't need to be hard. You know, it need to be persistent, but it's not hard.
Yeah, a little bit every day.
A little bit every day. That's right. That's what I'm supposed to be doing on my dissertation. So, yep.
Heather Burns with the Charlottesville Writing Center, celebrating 11 years this September. Congratulations. And they're online at sevillewrites.org. That's Seville, WRITES.org. And, excuse me, they can get information there about the summer youth program.
That's right. And let me give you our telephone number. That's 434-293-3702.
Wonderful. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
You've been listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. The show can be heard every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 o'clock on News Radio 1070 WINA. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at sevillepodcast.com. If you enjoyed the show, why not check out our site for hours and hours of archives of Coy's show? You'll also find other radio programs, arts features, public affairs coverage, and more.